so they're not traceable. We made, made the threats, and we haven't had anything that really has come come to be. But the threats have been made, so they do have a concern, and that's why they want the additional security.
On the excuse me, on the 25%.
Yes.
So, Sheila, what are you coming up with? Because I'm, if the base salary is $20.80 with those hours, I'm coming up with almost 45% for, with the dollar amount there for that time frame, I'm coming up with almost 45% for the benefits.
Well, we figured in.
I guess I'm saying it seems like there's more than enough there.
Mr. Clark gave me a figure that was, I don't have the exact number in front of me. I'm trying to search it in my email. But it included the retirement and all that. You have it there?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking.
So I've got hourly being $20.80. Salary is going to be $43,264.
$10,816.
Medical.
25% of that's $10,816.
That's just the salary.
That's right. Just salary. Medical is going to be $8,112. Dental is $385.78.
The dollar amount allowed is allowing for 45% in benefits. I'm trying to understand how that doesn't cover. So I guess my question to Sheila is your dollar figure saying that the $15,766 is not enough or too much?
If he's working 13 weeks from the time period they gave, and whether it's going to be 40 or 48 hours a week was the way I figured it.
It would be 40 hours. If they work 48 hours, then they would be covering the extra, the additional compensation, as what the contract says.
Okay. So if I take that amount of hours, take the amount of the full compensation package, and divide that by 2,080 hours is what the hourly would be then. Then that times the number of hours they'd be working is where I come up with it. But that was just a side note on me. I had the other concerns of
they would be overall compensation.
Pardon?
So I've got overall compensation of all medical, dental, life, loggers, Social Security, Medicare, and hourly. Grand total was $63,000. But that's, $63,066.21. And 25% of that is going to be $15,766.55. Which is?
$15,766.55. So we're eating 55 cents.
$15,766.
I figured it was hours if he would work 40 or 48, and you got 16,000, 52, 40 if it's a.
So it's based on per.
Or if it's 48.
Okay. Are we charging Kirbyville Schools 47,299?
We're charging Kirbyville Schools.
Is it the 75% based off of 6306621?
Yes.
So we're not charging them enough either.
Okay.
Is that what we're learning today? Is that what we're learning today? I'm assuming.
Apparently, because that's based. It's 75% of the same figure.
Okay. So we just took 25% of the figure that we had already assumed.
Right.
Yeah. Based off of those.
Okay. So we just need to make sure those figures are correct.
And so, what was the difference?
$200 and some odd.
$200 and some odd, possibly, with CERT.
Annually.
Yeah.
No.
I believe so, isn't it? No, it's the difference
for that for those 3 months.
For this pretty much, yeah. Do we have any other questions, or has everything been addressed?
We want to try and
for that one.
We probably can't change the contract now. Have they already signed it, or is they?
No, they haven't.
No, they haven't.
No.
Do we want to change that in the contract, or we just want to leave it as is? Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding by and between Taney County Sheriff's Office, and Kennebec Ministries.
And Sheriff, you're good with this?
Yes, sir.
Second. Have motion a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Say no or
no.
No. Okay. Have one no. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Sheriff.
All right. Next thing on our agenda is approval of computer system and software license sales agreement number 23-063 recorder. We have in front of us Ms. Jody Stahl.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. With your new technology system, Ms. Stahl, do you want to explain this to us?
This is Apex. It's put out by Fiddler. It is to upgrade my marriage license software.
Mm-hmm.
This will pave the way for online application so that people can start their application process online. And then when they come in, it will expedite the process even more. We updated our recording, our land record software in April of 2021. And this software for the marriage license, is being phased out. So we eventually have to go to something different. And it's really a great product, for the marriage license department. Eventually, could go the way of complete online issuance and application. So there's a lot of room for growth there. Currently, we issue about 50 marriage licenses a month by appointment, and roughly half of those are from people out of town. So if I could offer them a way to apply online, it would be more accommodating for many.
Do we have any questions for Ms. Stahl?
I know you know the legal requirements that it costs for them to prove their
ENZ,
and I know that you would
Yeah, we're keeping that up all on takes that, place. That legislation and watching that closely. Yes, most definitely.
And we do have a review by our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 19th, 2023.
We charge, would there be an additional charge for the marriage license?
No. No, that's a cost set out by statute.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you that county general revenue receives about $17 per license issued.
How much time will it save? Because if we do 50 a month, that's $18 per.
Well, it'll cut the time probably in half. Right now it takes about 30 minutes if they have their paperwork in order. So we should cut it down to maybe even 15 minutes, maybe even 10. Then we could allow more appointments, more issuance.
Well, I kind of like for them to have a little time to think about it before they get married. But I do like for them to get married.
Yes, absolutely.
That's usually
marriage counseling is a bonus, yeah.
We watch them in the hall think about it.
Give them a few minutes to be sure.
Is it being paid out of your account?
Yes.
Technology account?
Yes, technology.
Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the computer system and software license sales agreement by and between Taney County, Missouri Recorder, and Fiddler Technologies.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Thal.
Thank you very much.
Next on our agenda is approval of Phil Dirt Agreement. This is for Kaylin Grasser and Rachel Grasser. Do we have any questions on that?
No questions.
The owner address is 155 White Oak Lane, Branson, Missouri.
We got the proper signature now?
Have the proper signature on hand.
Move to approve Phil Dirt Agreement by and between Kaylin Grasser and Rachel Grasser from Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have approval of agreement for modified aggregate quick set number 23, set 2023, number 23-070, Roden Bridge. We have in front of us Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Can you give us the alternate name for what this is actually? We call it micropave, is that correct?
Yeah, or pressure pave.
Pressure pave, okay. Yeah.
Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for modified aggregate quick set by and between Donaldson Construction Company and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have agreement for guardrail number 23-069, Roden Bridge.
Is this the one we just awarded last week?
Yes.
Yes.
Any questions?
It's been awarded, so now we move forward.
Move to approve the agreement for guardrail by and between Taney County and Steve Easton, doing business as Highway Safety Solutions.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin.
Thank you.
9:30 a.m. We have a roundtable discussion, Roden Bridge, scheduled upstairs. So 9:30, we will be in recess.